Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
We all live on time we borrow, time our children to us lend. Here today, but gone tomorrow, like a spark flying in the wind. We all look up to our fathers, all our lives is.
Hello and welcome to Investigate Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Chad, alongside my beautiful wife, Sherry. Say hello, Sherry.
Oh, thanks, babe. I never know if you're going to say beautiful or not. And I love when you say beautiful, because when you don't, I was like, am I not beautiful? Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Am I beautiful when I'm sneezing and have smeared makeup?
Yes. But, I mean, I don't have smeared makeup, but I've been sneezing doing the same stuff.
Yeah, so. And you're still beautiful to me. So there you go. But you better say I'm beautiful.
Of course you're beautiful. Guys, welcome to the show. It is March 30th, 2023, 7 o'clock p.m. here on the East Coast of the United States. And we want to first just say we thank each and every one of you for listening, subscribing, contributing to our message, contributing to our cause. You know, without you guys, without this community, without each and every one of you doing what you have done for 5 years, we would not be where we're at. And really, I'm telling you, true information is getting so hard to find. We talked about it on a few previous podcasts. Even looking up things to try to find things is very hard. You have to do it in a very strange way now. You actually have to see what they're saying is true to a lot of times prove what is actually BS, which is kind of what we did tonight on some things. But guys, tonight we come to you with something that we knew we were going to be talking about soon, more than likely, even though I think a couple days ago, the New York grand jury said that they were actually going to be taking a month off, and it seemed like they were, you know, going to take some more time to see if they really, really wanted to indict Trump. But as of tonight, former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury over hush money paid to former porn star Stormy Daniels. This is according to the New York Times, and citing four people familiar with the matter. Since then, Trump has responded on Truth Social, which we will read you his response. We're going to give you our thoughts on it. We're going to talk about some of the investigations that have followed Trump throughout his presidency. And is this legit? Is it not? We're going to talk about all that. And this song playing, by the way, is called Drums of War by Robson Carver. And the reason I chose that song is because it is almost as if this deep state police state is what I'm calling it, is doing everything they can to start a civil war, to start something, to do whatever they can to start an unrest. And really they're plucking straws, I guess, as you can call it, to try to figure out things or anything to get Trump on. They want to get Trump out of the conversation. They want to get Trump out of the potential run for presidency. And especially considering that every poll that they keep polling, you know, among the Republicans, Trump is out ahead of Ron DeSantis. Now, Ron DeSantis obviously is a very popular potential presidential candidate, although he has not said that he is going to positively be running for president. But we do know how Ron DeSantis handled Florida during the COVID pandemic. There were people from across the country, especially from states in the Democratic states like California, New York, and Illinois, and others that were flocking to Florida. These people that, you know, they voted for their state governments. Most of these people voted democratically. They voted for Democrats. Mm-hmm. But yet when things started to appear when their real face started to show, aka the Democrats and the people that run in these states, when their face really started to show, people started a mass exodus out of these places. Now, there are still many people there to this day that are also still Democrats. But there's one thing that I will say is, like we said on the previous podcast, you know, our biggest state in this country is California.
Yeah, and when Chad first said that, I was like, oh my God, you are like telling me a lie.
No.
That is crazy. California is our number one out of all the states in America. California is number one.
Yeah, and New York is, I think, two or three.
Because these are the most Democratic states we have.
Yes, but the thing is that although so many of our listeners may live in these states, that does not mean that they align with the politics of these states. And actually, it's probably more than likely that these people listen to us because they almost feel as if they're calling from a prison and they're reaching out to a lifeline. They want to hear someone that is outside of this tyrannical right. state.
Seeing what they're going through.
They literally kind of feel like they're imprisoned by the politics in these states. And so, by the way, guys, we welcome everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, what state you're in, or whether you are a past political affiliate of the Democratic Party or the Libertarian Party or Republican Party. We don't care. We are here about truth. We are here about you know, making sure that we somehow pierce the veil of deception, which is what is going on in not just this country, but around the world today. And this extensively taught, you know, this whole Trump indictment, if anything, this is going to, in my opinion, if Trump somehow gets out of these things, and I say somehow gets out of these things, because what I'm explaining is there's not pretty much, from at least what we have seen so far, any evidence, and the statute of limitations have ran out on both misdemeanor and felony charges.
Yeah, and misdemeanor, I think, is before felony, right? Like
yes.
The statute of limitations.
Yes, misdemeanor's 5 years, I think, or wait, is it 2 years? Now I'm confused. Misdemeanor's 2 years, felony's 5 years, I believe, or it's 5 and 7. I cannot remember exactly right at this moment, but either way, guys, we do appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to dive deep into this tonight. We're going to talk about all of this, and we're going to correlate it to, look, before we came on the podcast, obviously, we always want to have a angle of how we're going to attack the subject at hand. And, you know, we have followed the Trump campaign and the indictments or the potential indictments, plus the investigations and the impeachments and you name it throughout the course of Trump's presidency. Now, on this podcast, we do sometimes get political, as you very well know. And that doesn't mean that we are Republican necessarily. I would say that I have Republican views. I think Sherry does as well. But I think really, if you had to define either of us, in my opinion, it would be libertarian. It would be we want the least amount of government influence and control over our lives as possible. And, you know, and we talked on another podcast, liberals, the word liberals, when you refer to the left as liberals, they are no longer liberals. So we have to stop using the word for the people on the left, like Antifa and the people that are doing whatever they can to influence our elections and to do this and to do that. We have to stop doing that, because the problem with that situation is that they're not liberals. Liberals want less government involvement. They
right.
want, they want,
they're the opposite yeah, of their name.
Yeah, they are, but they used to be. The thing is, liberals used to be, and Democrats used to be, less government. They used to want rights and freedoms for all people. They used to want all these things, freedom of speech. These were the people that campaigned for this stuff. And now they are literally the opposite. The Democratic Party, in my opinion, has turned into a bunch of fascist and Marxist. These people are people that want to have government complete control and tyranny over at least one portion of the country, right? The people that do not agree, or the dissenting voices of the people. We've seen this in communist Russia. We've seen this in North Korea. We've seen this in China. We saw this back in Stalin days in Russia and the USSR. We've seen this back in the days of Hitler and Nazi Germany. These are all times and evil ruler dictators that want to tyrannize and maintain and gain more and complete control over the people. This is the party, and this is the administration, and this is the deep state that now controls the United States of America. And they are heavily influenced, not just influenced, they are completely controlled by the globalist agenda and their narrative for their one world government, their one world system. They want to be the god of this world. We talked about that similarly in Project Bluebeam. We've talked about the one world antichrist government on various biblical podcasts that we've done, or at least where we've talked about the Bible and the end times. We've talked about that. For those people on our biblical episodes where we've talked about how we compare or at least correlate biblical chapters or prophecies that was written thousands of years ago into exactly step-by-step what is happening today, it just makes too much sense. There's something about a coincidence, and then there are so many coincidences that happen over and over again that can then no longer be considered a coincidence. It is either a fact that whatever you think is a coincidence actually is no longer a coincidence. It is a meaningful agenda that is trying to take place, because coincidences don't just happen over and over and over in a pattern. That just does not happen scientifically and mathematically. That is almost impossible. And so these are no longer coincidences. These are no longer things I believe that the Bible, I guess, just kind of somewhat outlines. The Bible does a pretty good job of that, but we've seen the writing on the wall. You know, even if you don't believe in the Bible or God, you can look at this situation and see that, like, you know what? I'm a normal person, right? I can probably prophesize myself what's going to happen within a year or two, right?
Yeah,
if it keeps going this way.
Yeah, seriously, but I'm not calling you prophecy Chad.
No, I'm definitely not a prophet, for sure. No, definitely not. So, guys, before we get into the story, we got to touch on a couple things. So, number one, thank you, each and every one of you, that is going over to our Substack and signing up, because I'm telling you, we're not going to every podcast. We're going to talk about Substack for just a minute, because Substack is the way to censorship-free communication, censorship-free podcast episodes, censorship-free videos. We can do and say whatever we want on Substack, as long as it is obviously within legal bounds of the law of the United States, which who knows when those are going to change. They're actually already doing things to make those laws change, which I believe will more than likely be our next podcast episode. We're going to talk about the TikTok ban and how the actual U.S. government is actually trying to take over the internet rather than ban TikTok. And I knew there was something up with TikTok and the banning of that. I was like, look, man, if China really wanted our data, they're not going to use freaking TikTok.
Right. They already have it.
They make freaking iPhones in China, by the way. I mean, come on.
Right.
And so I knew something was up with that. But we're going to talk about how the government, the United States government, is about to, if this law and bill is signed, or this bill is signed into law, how they're about to take over our internet. And that means everything. I'm talking about everything. And that could even possibly include Substack, but there's going to be very big legal battles, Supreme Court battles, so on and so forth. But they're going to come after the low-hanging fruit first, and we'll talk about that. And that could include Spotify. It won't include Substack to begin with. They would have to start going after U.S. companies. But Spotify could potentially be targeted based on this bill, because it is outside of the United States technically. So that's all something to be said. But thank each and every one of you for going to sign up for our Substack. It is very imperative that each and every one of you, I don't care if you normally download apps or not, I'm one of those people, if I hear someone say, hey, go join us over here, I don't do it a lot of times.
Well, a lot of times you're like, I'll just do it later. But no, just go do it right now while we're talking. It'll take
pause.
You 2 seconds.
Yeah, you can. Well, yeah, you don't even get to pause the podcast. Just go to your app store, go to Google Play Store, whatever.
It takes 2 seconds. You double tap and it's there.
just do Substack. Type it in. Substack Reader is all you need. Click it and then hit sign in with my email. And then your email should already be on there. You're signed in. Look up Investigate Earth with Chad and Sherry. Hit subscribe. You can do a free membership. You can do a $10 a month membership, or you can do a yearly membership. And what the paid membership is going to get you, is going to get you our uncensored podcast episodes, which we just had one that we released a couple days ago. I think it's one of our best podcasts we've ever done. You get to know us more personally. You get to know us on a more personal level. We're more relaxed, more laid back. You hear little things that you won't hear on here, like us pouring wine and just, we don't care, but it's like you're really hanging out with us.
Right.
And we get a lot more personal about life stories, but we also talk about things like this as well.
That are important.
And,
yeah.
And we're going to go forward with uncensored content, and stuff like that. And, you know, all of our fireside chats that we're setting up right now with guests and so on, we actually have one this weekend coming up. It's going to be on our platform on Substack. Now, there is a free version. You can get our articles there. We're writing tons of articles. We're also doing a lot of the long articles. We are doing voiceovers for those articles, which it takes a while to do those, by the way. It took me like 2 hours to do a voiceover for the long article today because I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted it to sound perfect. But it's really good. So if you want to hear what I have to say and heavily researched, I think they're really good articles. Because like right now, we're talking on the cusp, right? We're talking and we have all these things in our head. So we're having to have a discussion and kind of bring this and that. But when I can sit down and write things and really detail things out and prove things, like actually I have a World War III thing and prove, I prove in this article coming up, which will hopefully be released by tomorrow, how the United States actually did overturn the government in Ukraine in 2014. And I also compare it to what's been happening in this country. I mean, it is a global system that the United States has really taken over a lot of countries and causing a lot of massive things, and how close we are to World War III than we've ever been. There's an article coming out about that. All I got to do is finish the last little bit of that, record the voiceover, and then it's on there. But please go support us there if you can. It really helps us as well as far as our future endeavors and being able to continue to get this message to you guys. Because I'm telling you, with this new bill coming out, it could mean Spotify bans us, censors us, whatever. I think that is the next thing that's coming. I've been saying this for a long time, but I know that's coming. So please, if you want to continue to listen to us or support us in any way, shape, or form, please go do that. The other thing I want to touch on briefly is the Nashville situation, the Nashville shooting. We had an episode, 3 days ago, I guess, of the Nashville shooting situation. Now, we talked about transgenderism, specifically more me. And I talked about the correlation between transgenderism. Damn, I can't talk.
See? Transgenderism.
Oh, you're correcting me. Okay,
yes,
cool.
I got it.
So,
and listen, this is a hard topic to ever talk about, but you know, Chad is very brutal, I guess, on what
well,
he
not
believes.
Brutal.
I don't know, brutal is the word, but he believes in what he believes in, and this is what he believes in. But I think sometimes,
well, let me make my point clear though before you start saying
what
I believe in.
But I'm just
in.
Saying, I don't think you tend to like offend people on purpose. I'll just put it that
no,
way.
No, absolutely not. But listen. Here's what we have to understand. I talked about, look, and the reality of this situation is anytime there is school shootings, in this country, it is always okay for the media and the left and whoever to automatically say, look, he's white. He is white. That's why he did it. He's a white young male or male, white, single, especially if you're single or white or male. Like, it is the best thing ever to happen to media for you to go and shoot up a school so they can tell everyone how bad white people are, especially white young dudes. And this is something, and this is a trend that has happened for so long. Although, I do not disagree with a lot of mass shootings in schools happen from white people that are straight or whatever. I don't know what the hell they are, but they're at least white.
And
right?
They're males.
Yeah,
you never really hear of females doing
no,
this stuff.
No, not very often. So, you know, and we talk about that as well in that same episode, the Nashville shooting. I talked about the fact that Dylann Roof was a white guy that, you know, I think part of the reason why he did what he did and go shoot up a school or a church of black people was because of his ideologies and his mindset based on propaganda and media and news of everything that we are constantly being subjected to nowadays is why he did it. It was almost like a brainwashing, something they heard on a daily basis to where he felt like for whatever reason that it was a race war or he wanted to create a race war, right? Or
right.
Whatever the case was.
And I think also too on social media, people join groups that are similar to their likings. And I'm sure he was in a lot of groups that were
echo chambers.
Yeah. Anti-black people, anti-racist
groups, yeah. So on and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
And you join groups where you feel like you belong.
Yes. You're right. And so, which is bad, right? I mean, and it's all very bad. But so we don't, so I guess my point to this is what I said on the podcast about, you know, there is a problem in this country as far as how transgenderism is being pushed in my opinion, on our youth. And it is.
And I agree.
It's almost as if they want, you're virtuous if you become transgender or whatever the case is. Now, look, the reason I'm addressing this is because we've had a lot, quite a few emails actually, of people either death threats or what else. I mean, and look, for the few of you, by the way, that have sent emails to tell your side of whatever it is, and you've been cordial and say, hey,
yeah,
like, I just want you to understand this.
I appreciate that.
Great. I completely understand it. We have read them, and we can't really get back to all of the emails. But look, here's my point. Research has consistently shown that transgender individuals face significantly higher rates of suicide ideation and attempts than general population. There was a 2014 report by Williams Institute that nearly half of transgender individuals, which is about 46%, have attempted suicide at some point in their lives compared to 4.6% of overall U.S. population. There was also a Medical News Today that showed a study that showed transgender teens are 7.6 times more likely to attempt suicide. And so my whole point to that episode was, you know, number one, was to concentrate on we got to stop violence in all shape, forms, or fashion. We have to stop pushing things on our youth, regardless of what it is, whether it's racism, whether it's transgenderism. I'm not saying that people are not born.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That they feel like that maybe they're not male or female or whatever the case may be. But I also feel like there is a group of people that are pushed into believing they need to be this for a virtue signal or a whatever the case is. I think there is a massive problem with that. So, you know, we got to quit promoting woke ideologies and especially to teenagers whose brains are still heavily underdeveloped and should be viewed as a form of child abuse, I think. And so that's my thoughts on that. And listen, I want to finish what I'm saying just briefly.
Sorry.
We don't care what you do with your life, right? I know that, or at least we did have many transgender people that listen to this podcast, and gay and lesbians and blacks and whites and Chinese and freaking you name it. And we love each and every one of you, no matter what your life decision is. I just think there is problems. I mean, look, there's problems in every group of people. We know that. We understand that. We know there's problems with SSRIs and depression medication and all of these things, which is what I want to find out about the Nashville shooter is whether or not this guy, right, that was trying to be a girl. Girl trying to be a guy. We need to know what medications she was on.
Because we know now that she was under psychiatric
evaluation.
Evaluation or under care at the time. But so, I have to also put this for Chad's defense. Is before she went out, well, Chad's like, you don't have to defend me, but I just want you guys to know, before she went out to this and planned this shooting, she was planning many other shootings with other schools that didn't have, you know, high police presence or whatever. But she also told her friend that she wanted to die. She has to die. This is her day to die. So this was a pretty much suicide by cop situation.
Yeah, and so that could be linked to the fact that half of transgender people are suicidal.
Because she was even shooting out the window towards the cops.
Yeah.
She knew she was going to die that day. She knew it, and she wrote it to her friend. So I'm just saying, part of it was her mental state that said that she knew and wanted to die that day.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, I go back to this again. We don't care what you do with your lives whatsoever. We want all people to be able to do whatever they want to do with their lives, whether you want to be transgender or whether or transgender, I guess I should say, or want to be. Either are gay or want to be gay, whether you are black or want to be black, which that's racist, I guess, but you can't do that.
Or if you're white or want to be white.
Well, there's a lot of white people to act black, and there's I mean, some black people to act white. I mean, my point is we don't care what you do with your lives.
Yeah.
And the reality is that we just want to make sure that everyone understands we love all of you no matter what you do or choose to do. And you guys should know that, considering that we just want government to stay out of our lives more so than stay in our lives. But we also have to call it out like it is. And in this particular situation, you know, it was like it was a battle between this person and their mental health and their, or at least their ideology on their transgenderism, considering there's a picture of her that has a picture of AR-15s, AK-47s that say accept transgenderism or else. And also then now seeing the government and all this almost as if they're praising, you know, the transgender movement almost on the backside of the shooting. So we're not going to not call out the things that we see when we see them, just like we won't in any other case, no matter what color or
exactly.
gender or anything else. So,
and you have to remember, this girl was being seen by a doctor for her mental health. So it was a mental health issue.
And there are white people that have mental health issues that go shoot up schools as well. But we're going to say it the same way, just like we did Dylann Roof, just like we are doing it with this. But we're not going to hide things because it might offend someone because you may be transgender. I'm white. And although there are cases where, yes, there's more white people that shoot up schools. And that offends me because I wish they would quit doing that shit. But I can't help that, right? So, and I think overall, and this is the last thing I'm saying, and we got to get moving on because holy shit, we've not even talked about Trump yet. I think overall the problem is that the movement of the LGBTQ and that whole trans movement, there's a lot of people I've been seeing on Twitter, a lot of people that are whatever that, you know, say, look, I don't want to identify with that group. I don't want to identify with the organization, the political organization behind LGBTQ and the trans movement and the government, how they talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because I am gay. Yes, I like guys or I like girls, I'm a girl,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But that doesn't make me crazy, and it doesn't make me different. It doesn't make me anything. And I 100% get that as well. So I just want to make that clear. I think there are sections and subsets of people of all groups. And I think that we might have seen that in this particular Nashville shooting situation. I think this was an extremist, obviously, in the transgender movement of the movement. And that could potentially have been why they chose a Christian school, which they thought Christians, because of their biblical beliefs, are against gay and transgender. So that is my point. That is what the point we were trying to make. And let's move on. Okay. So as we said, Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury over hush money paid to former porn star Stormy Daniels. Now, this is a sealed felony indictment, which comes as 2024 campaign season comes into focus, and it makes Trump the first former president in U.S. history to face criminal charges. So the exact charges are not yet known. However, the Times expects them to be announced in the coming days by a Manhattan district attorney's office. Prosecutors working for DA Alvin L. Bragg will ask Trump to surrender and face arraignment on said unknown charges. Okay. So Ron DeSantis, as of about 10 minutes ago, just came out and said that, just so you know, Florida and the state of Florida will not whatsoever help with any kind of extradition of Trump to New York.
Oh, and yeah. And Trump is in Florida.
Yes. So DeSantis is playing the high card. You know, mm-hmm. Trump continues and keeps talking crap about DeSantis. Which I don't know why he does that, especially if he is a leading candidate. Maybe he feels like he has to do that to bury
DeSantis
from the beginning.
I think he's a little bit threatened.
Well,
by
he should
him.
Be.
Yeah.
But the fact that DeSantis is still playing the high road and he's saying, hey, look, you know, Florida is not going to help in the extradition whatsoever of Trump to anywhere. And, you know, that's a high road take, I believe, from DeSantis in saying that, look, I don't want to be involved in this. I am not going to be involved in this. I think DeSantis probably knows that it's bullshit. Regardless, you know, DeSantis could use this opportunity to double down on Trump and say, look, see, he's being indicted on this. He's being indicted on that. You guys got to pick me. I'm going to announce I'm running now. And whatever, DeSantis could do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't at all necessarily think that DeSantis is a bad pick potentially for president.
Oh, I don't either.
And, you know, I hate to say this before we get into the indictment and all these things, but I hate to say it. The Trump thing is going to be tough, you know, when he runs for president, if he gets there. Because you have so many Republicans or even undecided and, you know, independent voters that will, in my opinion, not necessarily go for Trump in you know, if they have to choose between Trump or a Democrat, because you have all of the influence of the media and everything else, social media, the silence and the censorship and everything. And then you have Trump. And then there's that certain subset of Republicans that are going to, like the older Republicans especially, that watch the NBC Nightly News, the World News Tonight, all these things, that are going to look at this and say, Trump's running, and they're going to double down on the news to all those older people. And those older people are going to say, well, I just can't vote for him. I just can't. Look what they're saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
regardless of whether it's complete lies or not.
Right. And they have changed a lot of people's views on him just because of the media. And I think it's even like, it's almost bad to even say you like Trump nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Well, it always
you know,
was, though.
It always was. You're a terrorist if you believe Trump is a good guy. To me, I think Trump did amazing things for America. I think he should have kept his mouth shut and not been on Twitter. But overall, we were a great country when he was president.
We were getting better.
We were really doing good. So I have to say that.
And keep in mind, Trump is the guy that before his presidency was a very popular person in the United States. For those of you that are not in the United States, didn't know a whole lot about Trump before, Trump was someone that so many rappers used in their rap songs. I mean, you can literally maybe go to YouTube now. Who knows if you can anymore. But you could go type in rap song Trump and find, I mean, I'm talking about the top rappers out there use Trump all the time in their songs.
They all loved him.
They all loved him. They all felt like he was the guy. He was the guy they looked up to. He was one of the white dudes they looked up to, right? Especially if you're a black rapper.
Right.
Like, this dude is the money I want. This guy's the dude, right? And but that is until he, in my opinion, this is my honest opinion. This is until he was a barrier between the globalism and deep state fully penetrating the United States and fully being allowed to push things through government and be able to really do all this underhanded, crazy deals like the government has done. And that's why, you know, and I want you guys to understand that when you do go to our Substack and sign up and you listen to this new article I'm about to release on the Russia-Ukraine situation, how the United States government had a big hand in that, right? Mm-hmm. Even back when they had a duly elected president, a democratically elected president, which was pro-Russian, but it was not pro-West, pro-the United States, pro-Europe. Well, the United States had to come in and make sure that that shit didn't happen again, and they overthrew Ukraine, basically, to then usher in their very own little president that loved the West, just much like Zelensky is now, right? Because there is so much interest in Ukraine. It's nuts. Same thing here. You have Trump, which is someone that is against the deep state. His campaign, he ran on, I'm going to drain the swamp. The swamp in D.C., I know that it is corrupt. I know that the amount of corruption there. He campaigned heavily on going to Washington basically and just blowing that shit up as far as getting rid of the deep state, getting rid of the political corruption that was in Washington, and he was too much of a threat to them. He was way too much of a threat. He was too strong-minded. He was one of those presidents that, look, president, you better stay in your damn lane or else, because we can either choose to assassinate you. You remember, like, JFK? Mm-hmm. Like, someone could have just came to him and said, hey, by the way, do you remember when JFK started putting his nose in places that didn't belong?
Yeah.
You remember what happened to him? So you have a choice. We can either talk shit and just ruin your reputation on media and all the other connections we have, or we could, if you just still pop up, we can just eventually kill you.
Yeah, but I think...
So it's up to you.
The difference now is there is so much media and so much technology. I don't think...
It would be harder.
They could not get away with assassinations right now.
Well, but here's the thing. They got away with assassinations of millions of people with COVID.
Well, yeah, they did, obviously.
Exactly. And they lied in Congress when people were, Rand Paul and all these people have all the proof. Here's the proof. And then they still lie right to your face. And then they get away with it. They don't face charges. They don't face anything. That's the same thing would happen if he did get assassinated. It was the same thing would happen. They would call in these little congressional hearings, all this shit. Did you kill Trump? No, we didn't. Oh, okay, well, did you kill Trump? No, we didn't. I mean, that's the way this deep state police state goes.
People have their phones constantly on him wherever he is. There's nothing anyone can do, and it's not going to be seen.
Yeah.
And I think that's a difference between now and then, is our technology is so different.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure Trump is heavily, heavily protected.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He has to be.
So as we were talking about, the exact charges are not yet known. However, the Times expects them to be announced in the coming days. So this is a...
But we know it's felony charges, right?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Felony charges.
Felony.
So this is a hyphenated statement. It says, unlike the investigation that arose from his time in the White House, this case is built around a tawdry episode that predates Mr. Trump's presidency. The reality star turned presidential candidate who shocked the political establishment by winning the White House now faces a reckoning for a hush money payment that buried a sex scandal in the final days of the 2016 campaign. Mr. Trump has consistently denied all wrongdoing and attacked Mr. Bragg, a Democrat, accusing him of leading a politically motivated prosecution. He has also denied any affair with the porn star Stormy Daniels, who had been looking to sell her story of a tryst with Mr. Trump during the campaign. This is New York Times saying this.
Mm-hmm.
The move also comes just before the grand jury takes a 1 month break until late April. Now, I do want to say this, that there was an actual court hearing between Trump and Stormy Daniels where the court ordered Stormy Daniels to actually pay Trump, I think it was like $300,000.
Right.
Because she lied, and they knew she lied. She had zero proof of any involvement with Trump whatsoever. And in fact, they actually said that she lied in court, which is why they ruled in Trump's favor.
And that's
no media is talking about
this. I
think
it was like DOJ and whatever else was in charge of this thing. They're like, that's why we're not going further with that.
Yeah.
And when they stop going further with this, that's when this Bragg guy comes up and says, I'm going to do it. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like he's trying to get publicity or something out of this, because he's just dumb to do this. Because all it's going to do is cause people to like Trump more.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right. Possibly. Right. And like I said, that's if he gets out of all this shit. But I don't think he's going to. I think this is going to be the beginning to the end because of the police state. And we're going to talk about the police state in a minute. So at the Epoch Times, Jack Phillips reported this month, a long delay came after an attorney in former President Trump's orbit who testified in front of a Manhattan grand jury earlier this month believes that there has been a shift in Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case against the 45th president. He says, well, I think I got through to them because Monday I understand they called back another witness by the name of David Pecker. I'm sorry. You can't make this shit up. Who used to run the National Enquirer. I mean, are we in...
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah. Are we in simulation? Because I think we are. Like, I would only put his name
David
as Pecker.
David Pecker from the Enquirer.
Yeah. Hey, this is David Pecker from the Enquirer. I'm
going to interview you today. Can you, like, peck up with me?
No, I'm gonna find out about Trump's doings in the Stormy Daniels sex scandal.
Yeah, did he use his pecker in any way?
Well, I guess National Enquirer was like, hey, who can we get on the story? Oh, shit, David Pecker. That'd be so funny. Anyways, Costello a former Michael Cohen attorney told Newsmax on Tuesday. So basically what they're doing is really gerrymandering this, he said, of Bragg's probe into Trump. Costello said he had represented Cohen himself, a former Trump lawyer, and told reporters last week that he does not believe Cohen is a credible witness against Trump at all. Sounds like that wasn't the case. The prosecution's star witness in the case is former Trump's Michael Cohen, who paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about sleeping with Trump. Cohen said that Trump directed him to buy her silence, contrary to a 2018 letter from his lawyer claiming the opposite, and says that Trump Organization helped cover it up. Meanwhile, that didn't age well. And here's the thing. There was a letter that came out that basically showed that Trump had zero knowledge of Michael Cohen's paying of anything to Stormy Daniels. There is a letter that has come out which basically cleared him of anything that has to do with that. Now, we're actually getting breaking news as we're talking about this, and I'm going to go to that in just a second. But I guess maybe potentially what some of these charges could be.
Oh, because, it's sealed right now.
Trump is facing 34 counts right now related to falsifying business records, according to CNN.
So this has nothing to do with the prostitute stuff.
I mean, I don't know. It may somehow randomly be connected, but they're trying to do anything to pull at straws.
And that's the thing. We have to see the whole entire thing, because for the last 2 weeks, this is what they've been hinting at, is about this Stormy girl that he had sex with prior to wanting to be a president, and he paid her off. Well, I'm sorry, but Stormy, wasn't she a porn star? And does she not get paid to have sex on TV?
Yeah, she does.
I just don't get this whole thing, but I think maybe they're coming up with something more. If it is something business, something related, we got to read all the files to find out. But for the past 2 weeks, this is what it's all been about, yeah, is Stormy.
Now, also, as we can report right now, that every member of the New York Police Department, regardless of rank or assignment, has been told to show up in uniform tomorrow for possible unrest. It doesn't matter where or if you're off. It doesn't matter. Every single member of the New York Police Department is told that they have to report tomorrow.
Because I told you, this is going to really do something to American citizens, because there are a lot of Trumpies out there. And I don't know if that's the word, Trumpies, or Trump people, or people that believe in Trump.
Or just anyone that is just tired of this bullshit police state, which is what's happening.
And tired of letting political things dictate arresting people or whatever.
Now, listen, I fear saying this because I'm sure there's a lot of Trump supporters listening to us. But I mean, I would, in a lot of ways, rather DeSantis run for president and he be our nominee. But and not necessarily because I think Trump is necessarily been bad or would have been bad as president, in 2024. But I just think that the divide between Republicans when it comes to Trump could be bad for Republicans in 2024. And so, like, if I'm a political strategist for Republicans, I would be telling Republicans, hey, I understand that this is really effed up, this is what's going on with Trump, but we also have to make sure that we win in 2024.
But these people have a lot of history with Trump. They've gone through a lot of shit with Trump. Yeah. They've been by his side.
Yeah, you're right.
He is their hero.
I get
it. It's hard to hero somebody else when they've stood by his side.
No, I get it. And I think they're going to do it till their dying day. Yeah, and I don't disagree with those people.
And that's why he's leading in the polls.
So, also, Manhattan DA statement on Trump's indictment as talks are underway for a possible Monday or Tuesday court appearance for former President Donald Trump. The statement attribute to a spokesman, it says, "This evening, we contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains under seal. Guidance will be provided when the arraignment date is selected." So this is official statement from the New York District Attorney's Office. Now, guys, I want to touch on this. We got to get into this a little bit as well. What do I think is going on in this country in terms of Trump being indicted? Whether you hate or love Trump, don't care. I'm just telling you, this is what is happening. We all the time talk about the New World Order, and we talk about the Great Reset, and we talk about the globalism and the globalist agenda.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you guys are listening to this podcast and say that you are a Trump hater, say that the fact that we even say Trump's name makes you want to throw your phone that you're listening to us through the window, you have to at least admit that what is going on in this country right now seems like some type of nightmare that you cannot wake up from. I mean, as far as who's leading this country, the systems, the tyranny they're trying to enact and in place, the control they're trying to gain over the people, these are things that you have to at least understand is happening. I want to explain what a police state is for a minute. A police state is a form of government characterized by high level of authoritarian control over society, in which law enforcement agencies, such as the police, have extensive powers to monitor and control citizens' daily lives. In police states, individual freedoms and civil liberties are often severely restricted, and the government may use its power to suppress dissent or take away opposition, right? Now, this is not just civilians. This is also political opponents. You can compare that to police state as well.
Nothing.
Well, you're looking at me weird. You keep looking down here. That's why I'm wondering.
No, nothing.
Anyways, one classic example of a police state was Nazi Germany under the leadership of Adolf Hitler. The Nazi government utilized the Gestapo or secret police to monitor and control the population, including through surveillance, censorship, and intimidation. Now, we know how that goes. The Gestapo had the power to arrest and detain individuals without charge or trial, and torture was routinely used to extract information and confessions. The regime also employed the SS, a parliamentary or paramilitary organization responsible for enforcing the government's policies, often through violent means. So all these things that we're talking about as citizens, we're starting to already see dissenting voices being silenced. We're seeing censorship all the time that is being brought down. We're seeing the Department of Justice, the federal agencies in the United States going to either journalists' homes, people's homes. We look at January 6th. You can talk a little bit about that. You know, we had the QAnon shaman.
Guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was released today.
He was
right?
released today because of the in light of the new video that basically showed that he was he was escorted around the Capitol building. But yeah, I mean, you have these weaponized federal agencies, these weaponized federal law enforcement agencies that are being weaponized against parents at school board meetings. They're being classified as terrorists. You have organizations that teach self-preparedness or self-reliability or self-reliance or prepping or guns or the fact that you might have a Second Amendment sticker on the back of your car. The federal government intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies primarily consider these things terrorism. They now consider this terrorism. That is a police state. That is exactly what a police state is. I'm just strictly explaining exactly what the actual definition and longer explanation of what a police state is. Another example of police state is the Soviet Union, right, under Stalin. So the Soviet government had extensive network of secret police agencies, which we have in this country. We don't even know about. We don't know all of the people that are listening or trying to gather information or doing all these things. Stalin had that as well in the Soviet government. And, you know, talking about the notorious KGB, which is similar to like the CIA here or mm-hmm. the Department of Justice maybe, which was responsible for suppressing dissent and enforcing the government's policies. Citizens were subject to surveillance, censorship, and arbitrary arrest and torture or execution.
Ooh.
Were used to maintain control over the population.
So we don't have the last two, but we have the first three.
Not yet. We don't have it.
Yeah, not yet. But I'm saying we have the first three.
Now, in modern times, there are several examples of police states around the world. So, like, think about North Korea. Think about China. Think about Russia, some would say. In these countries, the government has significant control over citizens' daily lives, including extensive surveillance, censorship, and restrictions on freedom of speech and assembly. Citizens who oppose the government or express dissent can face arrest, imprisonment, or even violence. In these countries, the police often have broad powers to enforce the government's policies, and the legal system may not provide adequate protections for individual rights or liberties. So all of these things that we're hearing and what a police state is where the United States is running right towards. It's like a pyramid. And if you have a multi-level pyramid, and say that in that pyramid you have eight levels, right? Eight levels. And first four at the bottom to the middle. And then you've got the last little levels. I think we're probably at like five right now.
Five to the top or five, to the bottom?
Five to the top, yeah. Which is torture and execution potentially. I mean, eight,
it really is scary.
Five is like you're being silenced, censored, and dissented. Any dissenting voices, they get the government come after you. They're doing this. That's five, I would say.
Five is like being in China or maybe even Russia.
No, I would say.
What would that be?
I would say like six and a half how would many, be China,
wait,
Russia.
How many levels did you say?
I don't know. I'm making this up, but I'm saying eight.
Okay, so I would China say we're probably at eight.
Yeah, I would say we're probably at four or five.
China would be at eight.
No, China wouldn't be, but I would say North Korea would probably be at an eight because North Korea, if you disobey or do something or say the wrong thing, the government,
right,
they will execute you.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
But
China's close to that too. Yeah, I think they're just probably more silent on it. But I would say China's like a 7, 7.5 on that scale. I would say Russia's probably somewhere around a 7, 6.5 maybe. I think they're a little less than China.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the United States is probably 4.5 to 5. And so what is level one, you might say? Well, level one at the very bottom of the pyramid is the most sovereign nation. You are a nation of freedoms and rights. Mm-hmm. Although right. there are laws,
right.
the government really actually works as a government, which is for the people, not the people working for the government. That is one. That is what the Constitution of the United States would be. If you actually had the Constitution of the United States of America actually 100% being followed by law by this administration and this government, we'd probably be at a level one. But instead, we're at least a 4.5 or 5. And that's getting very close to Russia, China, North Korea, and obviously, you know, places like you know, Nazi Germany. You're at like, you know, if you do
that
have
would
a,
be a 10.
If you do have like a very tip scale of that, it would be like an 8.5 or 9, obviously. So maybe 9's your highest, but that's what we're looking at, right? Even though I just made up another level, so you can't really make up another level. You just half the eight
now,
level
I have to say,
and say it's a 9.
That's a 10.
But either way.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
There's only eight levels though, babe.
Oh, well, I still say it's a 10.
So let's go over briefly too. And we were actually going to call someone and get their opinion on this, but I think that we're just going to roll with this because we'll get a guest on next time, which actually we're interviewing a guest this weekend as well. So as I told you all that, it's very hard to find anything you actually want to look for or find on the internet. This has actually changed drastically over the past year. I mean, I remember a year ago, we could at least go to DuckDuckGo or some other places mm-hmm. and look up alternative things to where it was not just all the propaganda media. Now even DuckDuckGo is extensively propaganda media. Even on there, pages and pages, you cannot find anything. No matter what you type, no matter what you search, this is what you're getting. So what I had to do, and because I wanted to recall all of the things I went after Trump for, because I think it's important to do it on this episode. This is a complete guide, according to Wired, of all the messed up shit Trump's done. I mean, this is basically what it says, right? They're just trying to just bury Trump in this article.
So
right?
These are all the things they went after him for.
Yeah. And I don't even know this is all of them.
And
but
it was probably even before he even started running for president.
Who no, knows? It's pretty much since he's been running for president. Okay. Yeah, I mean, because they didn't care about him until then.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he, you know, wasn't actually doing anything wrong. But here's a complete guide of all 17 known Trump and Russia investigations. And so maybe this is just about Russia. Who knows? So there's actually way more than 17. So it starts with the investigation into Russian interference and Donald Trump has sprung so many offshoots. It's hard to even keep track. Here's a comprehensive list of its long list. So, This says, while popular memory today remembers Watergate as five DNC burglars leading exonerably to the Richard Nixon's resignation 2 years later, history calls it the case and special prosecutor investigation at the time were much broader. Anyways, so basically they're just trying to say Trump is the far worst president ever because of all the investigations. So here's one. Investigation by special counsel. So the Russia government election attack. This is number one. And keep it in mind, these are all the things that these mainstream news are basically saying he did. Although many of these, almost all of these, are been proven to be bullshit. The Russia government's election attack. The special counsel moved aggressively to outline and charge the Russia government's core attack on the 2016 election, which included both active cyber intrusions and data theft by military intelligence unit GRU and the GRU's attempted attack on the U.S. voting system, as well as online information influence operations by the Internet Research Agency, known by the moniker Project Lacta. Numerous threads from the investigation remain unseen, including a possible cooperator inside the Internet Research Agency, Putin's own involvement, whether any Americans contributed knowingly to the attack, the role in the FSB's cozy bear hackers, and whether or how Russia's expensive multi-pronged attack coordinated with contracts between Russian nationals and the Trump campaign.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. I mean, this is literally...
This is the Russian colluding thing.
Yeah. So, number one, already been proven wrong and completely false and completely bullshit. If at the very least... there were investigations in this, proven bullshit. And then the Twitter files 100% proved this was bullshit because they were heavily coordinating and keeping in mind all this influence and social media influence was supposedly all being done by Russian bots, by hackers on Twitter, and Twitter files came out. And then when the Twitter files came out, it proved that it was bullshit.
And guess who launched all these investigations? Do you remember? Hillary Clinton.
Well, she was one. I mean, she was
and
one.
She
certainly.
Was the one with all the emails.
Yeah, she was definitely one. So that's number one. Number two, WikiLeaks. So this says whether WikiLeaks publishing of emails stolen by Russian hackers connects from Moscow to Trump Tower itself remains an open question. But a leaked aborted plea agreement from conspiracy theorist Jerome Corsi makes clear that Trump associates had at least some advanced knowledge of what WikiLeaks was planning to publish. So now they're actually trying to connect Trump to WikiLeaks, which is also bullshit.
And guess who's in prison?
Julian Assange, which Trump did not pardon. Trump didn't give a damn, which is another reason a lot of patriot Americans are pissed at Trump, because he didn't do anything to get Assange out of trouble when he was just sharing bullshit that the government was doing against their own people.
Yeah.
So that's bullshit.
It's kind of the same thing as Snowden.
And I promise you, WikiLeaks, if that was true and Trump had some kind of involvement or connection with WikiLeaks, you don't think his ass would be in jail long ago? No, he would have. Number three, Middle Eastern influence. Potentially the biggest unseen aspect of Mueller's investigation. And by the way, the Mueller investigation was all proved bullshit and whatever. In his year-long pursuit of Middle Eastern influence targeting the Trump campaign, which the Daily Beast reported last week might become public sometime early next year, which never did. I think the Mueller report did, but it showed basically all bullshit. It's set to go global, the Russian investigation said. The investigation appears to center on the role of the UAE or Saudi Arabia and Israel, which were eager to help the campaign and in some cases have business ties to Trump, or his presidential son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Sorry, I got a tickle. So anyways, that's all bullshit as well. The New Yorker and other news outlets have carefully traced how China, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia targeted the White House senior advisor. These are all lies. All of these things are lies. But these are things that continually and continually and continually kept coming.
But even though they're lies, they were costing us millions of dollars to go after
probably
Trump.
Probably billions.
Yeah, to go after Trump for lies that they knew were lies, just to put him in the media like he's some kind of crook or some kind of bad person, because they didn't want him in office, which goes back to why they didn't want him in office. It's because he is a threat to most political people that stand by the one world government.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. Paul Manafort's activity, which began over a year ago, this is number four, a sweeping money laundering indictment targeting Trump's one-time campaign chair and resulted in his conviction of eight felonies at trial before he accepted a plea agreement on other charges, continues to unfold. In court documents, Mueller has made clear that he's investigating Manafort associate Konstantin Kilimin, a Ukrainian tied to Russian intelligence. He may also have interest in Kilimick's interactions with another Trump associate, real estate investor Tom Barrack. But these are all things that are still lies, because the Manafort and connection with Trump and all that have also come out to say there's zero ties with Manafort and all
well,
that.
Well, I think all the Mueller reports came out and approved they're all lies.
Yeah.
Like, I think they proved it through his reports.
Well, the Steele dossier was was a lot of this stuff as well, which, you know, kind of has been silenced because of everything. The Trump Tower Moscow project, number five, just days before Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for eight felonies, which is, by the way, Michael Cohen is a part of this whole New York thing, which Michael Cohen is a complete liar. We know that because, I mean, that's been coming out over the past few days that Michael Cohen lied. He's lied to grand jury. He's doing anything to help himself out of his own bullshit that he was doing under Trump. And so anything that Michael Cohen has been able to try to offer on this investigation is all going to fall and completely fall very badly for this investigation in New York, Manhattan, D.A. Bragg. Mueller surprised everyone with a ninth charge. Cohen admitted that he lied to Congress about the status of Trump Organization's pursuit of a Trump Tower Moscow, a proposed project that extended longer into the campaign and proceeded into more serious conversation than previously admitted. The special counsel also noted how the project would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, far more than a normal Trump licensing deal. So then they were trying to say that some project that Trump was in was going to somehow be funneling money to Russia. It's all bullshit. It is. There's been DAs and everyone trying their best to investigate that. Nothing there. I mean, literally, which is why they're going after Trump and Stormy Daniels. I mean, let's just be honest. Other campaign and transition contacts with Russia. Journalists have pieced together at least 14 Trump associates had contact with Russia during the campaign and transition. Now, all these things are tied to Russia, but keep it in mind with the Twitter files, the investigations into Trump, the multiple investigations into Trump and Russia has all concluded it's lies. It is all lies. It's all made up. The Twitter files, we've talked about that. If you go back to the Twitter files and Trump and all that, it's all lies.
It proves the truth.
So all of these things are lies. Mm-hmm. Obstruction of justice. Robert Mueller's appointment stemmed from Trump's decision to fire FBI Director James Comey, which is, by the way, James Comey is one of the most corrupt FBI directors in the history of the FBI. We definitely know that. And his connection, even with his daughter and the Democratic Party and all this crazy shit that went on with that. Yes. Trump fired FBI James Comey because he was corrupt and very bad. He was a deep state rogue globalist. That's what he was. Trump fired him. Next story. And they called that obstruction of justice. Campaign conspiracy and the Trump Organization's finance. So this says, despite the myriad cases unfolding from special counsel, the White House's most immediate legal jeopardy increasingly appears to stem from federal prosecutors in New York digging into Trump's alleged financing shenanigans. Perhaps the biggest political bombshell amid the last 3 weeks has been new revelation around Michael Cohen. Okay? Well, let's talk about this thing they said is the biggest bombshell of all of these. Well, let me tell you. Federal prosecutors looked at it, a federal grand jury, a state grand jury, I believe. There was like another grand jury, DOJ. All of these refused to even get involved in that because there was zero evidence of this.
Right.
They pushed this during his presidency and presidency. And now what they're doing this, what they're just saying is the bombshell bullshit. Now they're doing it, and this New York district attorney, Bragg, has shifted his focus to Stormy Daniels, and this moron is going to actually try to indict Trump anyway, based on Michael Cohen, which was originally started as some big bombshell, like they say, digging into Trump's alleged financial shenanigans.
Well, and not to like get off track, or this is not a big thing, but the whole time, too, they wanted Trump to come out with his own taxes. They wanted him to release his own taxes. And he's like, well, I really don't have to. But, you know, finally they
eventually
came out.
They did.
And guess what?
And there was nothing.
There was nothing that they could get him on.
Nothing, yeah.
He paid all of his taxes like he was supposed to. He paid probably more than most citizens pay in America.
Oh, yeah, he does, because he's a billionaire. But, yeah, I mean, there was nothing there. And then they, you as you guys hear, you don't hear anything about it anymore. So, there you go.
But they're all about his financial stuff and his taxes. And now you hear nothing.
They also talked about inauguration funding. The Wall Street Journal broke word that prosecutors were digging into the record of $107 million raised and spent by Trump inauguration committee, potentially with concerns about where the money came from and where it went, based on part of the documents evidence seized by the Michael Cohen investigation. This is also still stemming to federal prosecutors that refuse to go into any of the Michael Cohen shit with the Trump campaign or any of this stuff. Also a lie. But these articles are still up there. They're still trying to make everyone believe all this is true, although it is not. Trump's super PAC funding, related to the news about inauguration inquiries, was word that prosecutors are digging into the funding of Trump's super PAC, Rebuilding America Now, where Paul Manafort also played a role. Also, nothing. Foreign lobbying, Robert Mueller also handed off information he uncovered during the Manafort money laundering probe to prosecutors in New York. According to news reports, he referred questions about at least a trio of other lobbyists, Tony Podesta, Vin Weber, and Greg Craig, and whether they allegedly failed to appropriately register as foreign agents for work related to Ukraine. Podesta abruptly closed his eponymous lobbying firm last year, and Mueller had previously been interested in work done by Mercury LLC. This is just yet again another bullshit foreign lobbying thing. I mean, it is.
Meanwhile, you look at Biden and his son, and if you want to see the truth about stuff, I mean, seriously, this is like almost a joke.
Tax case. In the wake of New York Times investigation, they found Donald Trump had apparently benefited from upwards of $400 million in tax schemes. City officials said they were investigating Trump's tax payments. And they were ready to investigate and ready to put him in jail. But guess what? They released his tax over the past, 6 years or whatever it was?
Right.
Nothing
that
there.
That thing came up.
The Trump Foundation, the New York Attorney General, sued the Trump Foundation this summer, charging it with, as the New York Times summarized, sweeping violations of campaign finance laws.
Sorry.
Self-dealing with illegal coordination with the presidential campaign. Which also a judge just ruled last month that the lawsuit can proceed, but now it has been ruled that it can't proceed because it's all lies. That's also a fact. I mean, it's literally, we can go through, and this is a case, keep it in mind.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
These are all cases, and I could keep going, but literally these are all cases that the mainstream propaganda media wants you to believe are true. Although all of them have been proven lies. The only last remaining one, which they don't even mention here, is this one. And then, it's not the last remaining one. You got the Georgia election interference case, which is also bullshit. Mm-hmm. You have, which I guess is bullshit. I mean, it sounds like it, but who knows? You have the top secret documents, they say, which was in Mar-a-Lago, which now we have found out that Biden had tons of them. So did Pence and so has Obama, and so has every damn body. This is what presidents do.
Every president in the United States has things that they're not supposed to have.
Yes.
Confidential stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. And they were saying it was like 10,000 documents or whatever, but...
Now, yeah, and keeping in mind, guys, this has just went haywire and nut batshit crazy, man. The left media has just been all over this. The hijinks ensues when fake news MSNBC and analyst claims that the walls are closing in on Trump this time. This was March 26, a few days ago. And look, there's been years of false alarms, but this time the walls are closing in on former President Trump. Just take it from freaking MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirschner, who sought to pump up the morale of the left-wing cable network viewers, that there is hope on the horizon after crushing disappointment that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's malicious prosecution of the prized trophy, which has all the appearances of being yet another dud. Kirschner, a former federal prosecutor, joined host Jonathan Capehart to divert attention away from the troubles in New York, where Bragg's grand jury was unexplainably called off for 2 days in a row over an alleged hush money payment, which now they have officially indicted at the time of this. But yeah, this guy goes on. How long is this article? Let's see. Yeah, it's not very long. Let's see what this guy says. Let's play it real quick before we go.
True for Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations into Donald Trump. On Friday, we learned a federal judge in D.C. has ordered several members of Trump's inner circle to provide testimony in the special counsel's January 6th investigation. It's a who's who of right-wingers, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, his Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, his former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, former close advisor Stephen Miller, his former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, his former top Department of Homeland Security official Ken Cuccinelli, and former White House aides Nick Luna and John McAtee. Jack Smith also has subpoenas out to Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. So, in other words, the people who know where the bodies are buried, they're all being called in to testify. Allegedly know where the bodies are buried, of course. Joining me now, Glenn Kirschner, former federal prosecutor, MSNBC legal analyst, and host of the podcast Justice Matters. Glenn, always great to see you. Given the witnesses and their proximity to Donald Trump on January 6th, can we assume that Donald Trump is the ultimate target for Jack Smith?
You know, he seems to be one of the only people who hasn't been subpoenaed. And I would hasten to add, Jonathan, we ordinarily don't subpoena targets because that's the person we're intending to indict. That's the person about whom we have all of the incriminating evidence. So, of course, they would have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Of course, lots of the other folks that you just named also may have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Certainly Mark Meadows comes to mind. Dan Scavino comes to mind. Remember, they were both referred for prosecution by the January 6th committee by Congress. Of course, DOJ never did prosecute them, but that's an easy data point to argue that they clearly have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. But Jonathan, you said.
All right. Sorry. I didn't put the mic on first. But so there you go. I mean, it's just the MSNBC and the left-wing media are desperate. They're desperate for anything. And by the way, this video came as it started to really look not good for the prosecutors in New York with the indictment and the grand jury of Trump, because there were documents coming out showing that Michael Cohen and Trump and the Trump administration had zero knowledge of any of that. And speaking of which, even if Trump did know and or did pay a settlement or a disclosure amount of money to Stormy Daniels, it doesn't really even look like that would be illegal, number one. And number two, regardless if it even potentially was, is past the statute of limitations otherwise. But I don't even think it was illegal. That's the very first thing.
I don't even understand why they're going after him for that. Because let's just face it, we've had past presidents that have actually cheated on their wives while they're presidents.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the freaking difference?
Oh, the amount of hush money has been paid by politicians over our
seriously
history is ridiculous.
I mean, I'm talking about Clinton. I think he went through impeachment. I don't think he was impeached.
No, he was.
I don't know.
No, he was. Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was.
But he was still the president after.
Yeah. But yeah,
but it's the same thing, you know.
So after this story, keep it in mind, there were numerous tweets about Trump is headed to prison. Trump is headed to prison. Oh, my God. Trump's headed to prison. There was actually a meme posted in 2016, Trump's headed to prison, 2017, Trump's headed to prison, 2018, Trump's headed to prison. And it goes on and on and on. And then it's 2023. And it says, you are here, has an arrow pointing to it. And it says, Trump is going headed to prison. Same thing. Still, it's just continual investigation after continual investigation after continual investigation.
But they've been doing this since he ran for president the first time.
Yes, they
because
have.
Because he's a threat again, because he is not a normal politician. He has not been in Capitol Hill. He's not been anywhere. I'm sure he's paid people to lobby against things he wants to lobby against in the past. I'm sure he's done that with his money. I'm saying he's given people money, or politicians money in the past.
Can you imagine? Think about what actual politicians that have been in Washington forever do. I mean, think about the money exchange hands from China just with the Biden administration.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and that corrupt bullshit and Hunter Biden and all this. Look, the point is that they're literally indicting a former president of the United States, the first ever president of the United States, on Stormy Daniel charges of hush money, supposedly.
Yeah,
I think they're going to come out with some random other BS.
Yeah, because, I don't even think it's going to be about that.
Because they're going to have to find something else, and they're going to just make up some shit. And
but you read what it was coming out in the beginning.
Yeah, a business,
some
finances
kind of business
or whatever.
Something.
But they're going to try to make this a felony charge to somehow connect something. Trust me, they're going to do it.
I don't know if it's going to be about Stormy now.
I don't know because they saw the reaction of the media and everybody and the country.
The people. Yeah.
But Twitter has been, you know, after that, what we just played you guys. This time they got him. I swear, they say. My God, these walls have been closing in for 5 years now. Embassy is stuck in Russiagate time loop and refuses to get out. That was one report one tweet. I'm totally for the reals this time, guys. And it's just another BS meme. Closing in for the past 7 years. I can't believe he used the exact phrase. And this guy literally is we're closing in on Trump the past 7 years. Man, those walls sure take a long time to close in. They have been doing so for the last 7 years. Someone also put, Bwaha, clowns. I used to listen to this guy. He sounds smart, but I couldn't find him ever being right, so I stopped listening to him. And this is the guy that we just talking about on MSNBC. Guys, as of right now, the latest that we know is that Trump is indicted, potentially going to be arraigned, which means to be taken to New York and actually get photographed or whatever. There's a very special process in this because he does have Secret Service protection. Mm-hmm. He's not a normal person. He's not just going to be staying the night in jail or any of that other stuff. But I'm telling you, what they want to do with this is they want to really try to hammer him across the board.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When I first saw they're going to do this and arrest him, I thought he was going to go be arrested, be put in a police car, and gone to jail. But, you know, obviously that's not going to happen.
No. I mean, it's not going to happen that way. But regardless, they at the very least want to do everything they possibly can
to humiliate him. I can't say the word right now. Humiliate.
Yeah, well, they want to tear down his reputation. Mm-hmm. They want to tear down his name even further. But I think it could backfire on them. And I don't know. I mean, we're going to see what the numbers show and whatever. But regardless, this is just one in their chamber. We got the New York thing. If this doesn't work for them, they're going to go with the Georgia thing. If that doesn't work for them, the January 6th, as you just heard, that report, as of a few days ago, when MSNBC was like, oh, now we're worried about, you know, New York, the New York case. So now they're starting to... The media has already started to try to pivot back to January 6th. And guys, January 6th is not Trump's fault. Trump, I heard the speech. I listened to it. He didn't excite violence. And if he excited violence with that speech, then you need to go into the Capitol next time they have a Congress or whatever and arrest so many of those Democrats. I mean, all of them. Because they all incite violence. If Trump incited violence that day, they do as well.
Oh, that Maxine Maxwell girl?
Maxine Waters.
Or Waters, whatever.
Well, it's not even just her. I mean, it's Tlaib. It's pretty much all of them.
AOC, all of them.
I mean, even the way the media is covering the Nashville story, and not even just the media, the government. You know, now, and like I said, we are completely cool with transgender or whatever, but, you know, they've really, the government has come out and... And it's like the past few days, they've doubled down on transgenderism as the soul of this country, they're saying.
And that Biden really upsets me.
Biden said transgenderism is the soul of this nation. That's what he said today. And he's saying this after a transgender person went into a Christian school to eliminate as many kids and people as possible. And it's similar to what Obama did during the Ferguson riots when he came out. Rather than support police, he supported the rioters, which in turn, it was like making it okay for you to do this. And so I'm telling you, this movement, this ideology, this woke agenda, they're trying to radicalize to the point of almost a terrorist organization. They want this to happen. They want the trans, the whatever movement, the Antifa, the all this. They want to radicalize all of it. And so I want to say again, if you're trans, that doesn't mean you're trans radical. If you're white, doesn't mean you're white radical. If you're Republican, it doesn't mean you're Republican radical or far right or far left. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
but there
exactly
are radicals right in those groups that are radicalized.
And it's the radical thing all about it. But I'm just surprised that it's not being played on media more than it is. And I just wonder, okay, so six people were killed. If it was 36 people, would it be all over the news more?
Well, you don't hardly hear about it anymore because it does not fit the narrative.
Yeah, if this was Monday.
This was a white guy, look, they've been continually pushing gun control, but they're not saying anything about the shooter, really. They're not saying. Now, the Nashville police did recently say that the manifesto will be released to the public, from what they're saying. So we'll see when that happens of the shooter, Audrey Hale. But I don't know, guys. Whether you love or hate Trump, it's politicized. There's no way you can be like, oh, this is just. This is justified. Unless you've seen everything we just went, and that's not even all of it. I mean, we're talking about investigation after investigation after investigation, and it's all because the globalist agenda. And look, you may say that Trump's not the best person to be put in place, I'm telling you is that he was the only thing at all, regardless of whether you hate or love him, that was in the way at all in any shape, form, or fashion against the globalist movement into this country to tear up this country. He was the only thing. I don't care what it was. And hopefully, if Ron DeSantis got in or whatever, hopefully he would be also. I don't know, though.
I don't know at this time.
I don't know.
I have to say, at that time when Trump was going for it and everybody's like, holy crap, this millionaire guy is going for presidency or whatever. Our billionaire, whatever. There are so many people like, oh my God, I can't believe he's doing that. But this is great because he's not a politician. He's a businessman and he might can help us. There were so many
people.
And
he did on a lot of levels.
Yeah, he really did. And there's so many people in the beginning that didn't like him. And there was a lot of people that did like him. I think for the majority, most Republicans liked him. But I think the media made their opinions turn on him. Just because he doesn't have a filter, you know, in his tweets and his things that he did stupid or whatever, they showcase that over and over and over. Because I'm going to say, like, my mom, for example,
there's no way your mom saw any tweets. It's not like she's on Twitter.
No, she just saw the, like, news.
Yeah, news highlighted anything that he possibly could ever say anything about bad.
She actually voted for Trump the first time.
Well, what do you think she would say, though?
But now she hates him. Like, he is the worst human being on Earth right now, according to my mom.
Yeah, but what do you think she would say if the media was opposite and did all this crazy, creepy shit that Joe Biden does and corrupt and all that?
Well, she doesn't like Joe Biden either.
Yeah, but she don't hate Joe Biden because she thinks Joe Biden is pretty good. He's not bad. I mean, you know, he's whatever.
Yeah.
But no, media has never made him, because the media, as good as the media is, they can't even make Joe Biden look great.
But I'm saying, for an example, they can change people's minds versus, you know, because of the media.
Yeah. Oh, of course they can. Well, duh.
Because my mom went from liking Trump. Everyone liked Trump in the beginning. There was rap stars loving him, blah, 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 blah. Now everyone hates him.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see how this unfolds, everybody. All I'm telling you is we're in a police state. That's what we're in. If you're going to indict Trump for this or anything else, we got a long list of people that you're going to indict. You might as well go back and indict all the other presidents and any presidents going forward.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a police state. They are going to control and lock down our people. They're going to control and lock down you. And I'm not even going to go into how we do this, but I'll tell you this. anything that we're ever going to talk about as far as really diving deep, whether it be a podcast episode, a video, an article, please, right now, if you have not done so yet, go to our Substack, Investigate Earth with Chad and Sherry. Please go and subscribe. If you want to support us monetarily, you can do that because we're going to offer a lot of awesome content for our paid subscribers. If you just want to do it free, that's fine as well. And hopefully we can encourage you or whatever, or not encourage you, but at least give you incentive to want to do a paid subscription at some point, because I think we're going to offer incredible value there. We're really going to put, I've already been putting so much time into that, and I'm not going to stop because I know that this is our future. This is the most important thing in my life right now is freedom of information and freedom of speech and literally fighting in the way we can in this war of global tyranny and this country's tyranny. And the way that I can do that best, the way we can do that best is through information, is through podcasts, is through speaking, is through and through research and through all that. And Substack,
through articles,
Substack,
whatever, yeah.
Substack is our biggest weapon right now. If they happen to cut our arm off with our AR-15 in our right hand, which is Spotify, then we at least still have another AR-15 in our left, but that is Substack. And eventually they're going to cut our freaking arm off. They will cut our other arm off. And the other, only other arm we're going to have is Substack. So, I ask you all to go and subscribe to us, support the movement, however you can. Whether it's just you're there and we make sure you don't lose contact with us, or you support us with our premium content that we're going to work our butts off on. So,
I think that's all I'm going to say. Chad, I was going to say, and my mind's just dirty right now. You have another arm besides your right arm.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
Gracious. That goes on our Substack, dude.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. All right, guys. That'll do it for this. We're obviously going to keep following the Trump indictment deal. It's going to get probably a lot worse before it gets better, if it gets better. But until next time, we love each and every one of you. Hopefully, we see you over on the Substack very soon. And we got some great podcasts coming for you as well. So, until next time, peace out.
Peace out, guys. We're better than that.